got a lot to talk about from last week all the way to this week. And if my esteemed co-host would get his life together, because he just exited himself out like he ain't want to be up in here. My co-host riding shotgun will be Mr. Romar Smith.
Of course I want to be in here. I got to celebrate the party. Me and CJ got a party to throw you today.
Yes. My man right here, Mr. CJ Richardson. How you doing, brother?
What up, man? What's happening, boy? This is going to be fun.
Oh, yes.
I got the grandkids here. I ain't going to be on here too long, but I had to come to start the party home. Look at me. With that song said, look at me now. It was all good just a week ago.
And it's still all good now, baby.
No, it ain't.
It's still all good now, baby. It's still fly, Eagles fly, baby. I love it.
That's the thing.
I love it.
They gonna put that jersey Patrick Mahomes wore in the Hall of Fame in Cannes because it was so clean.
Yes, right next to Jalen Hurts one, because let's just be honest. Hey, Andy Reid. Outcoached us. Eric Bieniemy outcoached us. Big ups to Kansas City. I'll never hate on them guys. Don't get me wrong.
Fumble.
Don't get me wrong.
Fumble.
It hurts.
Everybody talking about that hole at the end of the game, but that
I ain't talking about that hole.
That hole at the end of the game didn't cost.
I ain't talking about that hole. We could have played a better game.
That scoop and score might have cost you the game, but I ain't trying to say that. Jalen Hurts did that one. Oh, but he the MVP, so we gonna let him slide. I get it.
We as a whole, the Philadelphia Eagles did not come out to play championship football the second half.
Biggest game of the year, you didn't come out to play. Say it again.
Yes, we didn't do it. We didn't show up. It's not just one play. It's a number of plays.
Well, y'all lost the Super Bowl.
Wow. That's right. Say it again. We lost the Super Bowl. No, we didn't lose the NFC Championship game. We didn't lose the wild card.
Yeah, they happy they got there though.
I appreciate that, CJ, because just like Ho said, y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all here with me. And I appreciate that.
You could be anywhere in the world, but you lost today.
I won today. I won today because y'all here with me. Yeah. We lost last Sunday. We lost the game last Sunday, but I'm a winner because you on here with me.
No, you trying to make it sound like that, but you know for real, deep down inside, 38-35, last second field goal. You're crying. You ain't getting no all you got this year was the same thing the Cowboys got last year, a hat and a t-shirt. That's all you got.
And tied Dak Prescott with playoff victories. That's neither here nor there.
Sounds good, but nobody picked the Cowboys. The Cowboys didn't start the season 8-0. You know, anybody said the Cowboys, you know, the only reason people talk about the Cowboys going to Super Bowl every year because they're America's team, the most popular team. The Eagles was popping all year long, and they still was second fiddle to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, you yourself, Mr. Sports 101 knowledge, you know that too. Come on now. Every talk show in the world got to say something about the Cowboys every goddamn week.
Every Sunday. Every day of the week. Hey,
and the truth of the matter is, I'm a Cowboy fan, and y'all was having a better season. If they was going to start the program off, they should have started it with y'all. I'm just being real, you know?
Hey, CJ, yes, I was at a Super Bowl party, and my brother is a Eagles fan.
Okay.
Man.
It was up 10, right?
Look, I went outside.
Okay.
And I seen the transformation of his face from a smile to like, what happened? How did this happen?
He's in there dancing.
His wife done put the Eagle song on social media and everything. They put the fight song on social media and took pictures talking about this is what an Eagle family look like. And I'm sitting there at the Super Bowl party like,
oh, he went in.
I told y'all, I've been asking everybody all week, did they believe in magic? Because I think that man went in there and switched legs or something at halftime.
Hey, look, I was at Super Bowl party, right? And, you know, I had a joint up at City's Barn.
Yeah.
And all the Eagle fans, because I had my Cowboy gear on, because you know I'm going to rep Super Bowl Sunday, you're supposed to rep your team whether they there or not. So I had my Cowboy gear on. They talking all kinds of sugar, honey, iced tea to me, man. Then when Patrick Mahomes got there and injured,
they got hype.
Oh, it's over now. It's over now. I said, man, y'all don't even know. Them people got the best doctors in the world. they gonna shoot him up with that horse juice and he be back in 5 minutes. Hey, look, I tried to tell him, but they can't listen. 5 minutes later, man, they hit him with that horse needle right in his
Hey, you know, this whole right side.
Bruh, all I remember from halftime is this.
Dude came back out that joint and went for 26 right out that middle. I said, he got that horse. He getting ready to go to the Kentucky Derby. I said, hit him with that horse needle.
Hey, what they said, like on Juice, you got the juice now.
Hey,
man, baby, look.
They need to test them right there on the spot. You need to get tested right here.
You know they did.
Oh, God.
Did you see his daddy, though, at the end of the game? Talking about, man, you different. You something special.
Yeah, his daddy know he about to get a bonus check, too.
Hey, look. They caught him walking through the tunnel. Was like, what you smoking on today? He said, I'm smoking on Philly Blunts.
I heard that.
Uh-oh, might even get a bonus for that, too.
Hey, man, look. That was crazy, man. But his daddy, like, when you see Patrick Mahomes' daddy, you be like, is that his real daddy?
Man, it's amazing. And, you know, Jalen Hurts got that same kind of pedigree. So, like I said, if it wasn't for that fumble, that would have been the greatest performance in Super Bowl history. It would have been numbers-wise.
It would have been.
And what's crazy to me was, I told you this on the way to the studio today, Romar.
Almost don't count unless you're playing horseshoes.
This is what's crazy to me. Jalen Hurts, if you just go by the numbers, if you just look at the stat sheet, Jalen Hurts had a Pat Mahomes type performance. And Pat Mahomes had a Jalen Hurts type performance.
If you look at the stats alone, you thought Philly won. That was crazy.
Hey, man.
He made one bad play. If not, he would have been like the top 3-4 Super Bowl performances of all time.
That would have been it.
Yeah.
No one threw for 300 yards and ran for 70 yards. No quarterback has done that. And account for 3-4 touchdowns.
Well, the reason I say that, because when he did that, then y'all offensive game plan changed a little bit too.
Yes, it did.
When he got the scoop and score, y'all would have went up more points and you probably would have relied on the run game a little bit more. But my point is, if that one play, he had one bad little slip up in the game. But yeah, he top three. He would have been top three all time. The boy played ball. So now he about to run them pockets.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And Philly can't wait to pay him.
Yeah. But they gonna have to give him a Mahomes like contract to make it work.
Yes, it would. Yeah. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that because that Mahomes, you're so structurable and you see how it's working out for him.
Oh my God. They keep getting players.
Yes.
So I can
totally see that happening. And they just keeping the media hostage. They already got this mapped out. They already got this worked out.
We hope so, man. But so many times they've gotten it wrong. You know, and the prime example of getting it wrong is Baltimore. They have truly failed. It was
absolutely.
Dallas. It was Dallas prior to that. Because we could have signed Dak for 22 to 25 million, but no, you want to wait. You want to franchise him a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? And then Baltimore Ravens, you already seen what a team looked like without Lamar Jackson. It's trash.
Right.
But you want to wait. Now, you could have signed him for about 30, 35.
Now you risk losing. 50.
Right.
Or losing.
Exactly, man. So it's just crazy the way they do the minority quarterback is the term I want to use.
But even Keyshawn Johnson alluded that to this week. Philly don't have that problem.
Well, we don't think they do at this moment.
Philly already put it out there. Yeah, money is not going to be the issue. They already put that out there.
Y'all gonna lose some pieces to give Hurts that money.
Yeah, we will. Cause especially on the defensive side.
Here's the thing though, Mill. See, the owner says, money isn't the issue because he has a dollar sign in mind. The player says, okay, if he got this
what's left for me?
And this what Deshaun Watson got like 225 fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
For 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
But we're not Cleveland.
my point though, the point that I'm making is he can re-up again because he's young. So what he don't really have to do a team-friendly 10-year deal. He can say, look, I'm going to get this guaranteed 250, 60, 70,000 million, you know, and then I can re-up again because everything going up, the salary cap going up, the TV market's going up. So that's why I say hold on, pump your brakes because we don't know which way it's going. If Jalen Hurts is all in Philly, the deal might work.
Yeah.
But his agents say, look, you can get hurt on the next play because you run more than the rest of them too. Look at Lamar Jackson. Look at Cam Newton. We got people that we can look at now that didn't take advantage of the real smart deals. Now they can't get deals no more. And then they can't get no more money. So you have to get all the money while you can. The dude is one hit away from not playing football. So he has to look at that. So if they can come together and it works for both of them, I see it easy. But if I was Jalen Hurts, show me the money, fully guaranteed, 5 years, and I'm going to re-up on you when I'm 27, 28 again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so but if any franchise in the NFL that I trust no more to do the right thing by its quarterbacks, it's my Philadelphia Eagles. No other franchise has employed black quarterbacks like Philadelphia has.
Oh, yes, nope. They have.
Not more than Philly. No other franchise has given a black man the keys to the Ferrari more than Philadelphia Eagles. No team.
Tennessee done had.
Still not more than Philly. Still not. You can Google that.
But y'all have never had a young quarterback at this age with a $50 million number on him either.
Yeah. No one has.
That's my point. So we in a little bit of uncharted waters right now to see how Jalen Hurts is thinking. See, Jalen Hurts, he like a young Dak Prescott. If you look at it, the way he talk, he says everything
the right way.
I'm here to win. It's about the team, but you know what I'm saying? But then you got to do the contract. So we got to see which way this thing going to go, man. It's leaning towards maybe, but it ain't for certain yet, you know, cause the dude said the other day on, ESPN, he said, how much would you pay, Jalen Hurts? He said, well, I already would have backed the truck up to his house last week. Every day they wait is a day too late.
That's right.
Because somebody else going to get signed, and the number's only going to go up.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right with that one. But I just have more faith that Philly's going to get it right than any other franchise.
Me being a Cowboy fan, I hope you tear it up. I hope you tear it all in pieces. I hope he hold out. Don't even show up till week 12.
I can expect nothing more, nothing less from you and this guy right beside me. I can expect nothing less from y'all. But this is another takeaway that I just brought up. Eric Bieniemy. This is where I'm coming from, on CJ.
I already know where you're coming from.
Eric Bieniemy whooped Jonathan Gannon's behind. That second half. Okay. He whooped his behind. He gets an assistant head coach and offensive coordinator job in Washington while Jonathan Gannon gets a head coaching job in Arizona.
I got a question. Is Matt Nagy on the Chiefs coaching staff?
I don't know.
Let's look that up real quick because I heard something. Let me look it up real quick.
I haven't heard nothing from Matt Nagy since he got kicked from Chicago.
All right, let's see. How long ago was that?
Like a couple of years. Was it before Eberflus?
Hold up. Okay, this is what I heard. Okay.
He's with the Chiefs.
They said, yeah. And they said that's why Bieniemy didn't get the head coaching job, because Matt Nagy was more of an influence on the offense than the enemy was. That's what the inside source says. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because he is a quarterback coach. He works hand in hand with Mahomes. And they say he had more influence on the offense than the offensive coordinator did. And you know, the enemy and Patrick Mahomes has had some flare ups before. Now that's just a rumor. I don't know. You know, but they've been holding the enemy down for a while anyway, because he's been looked over for every job.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think a lot of that come back from his history from college and his years as a pro in the league.
And in the shadow of Andy Reid. So if Matt Nagy is getting all this credit, Andy Reid's getting all this credit, you know the brother not going to get no credit. You know what I'm saying?
And he wasn't under contract.
And then you look at these billion-dollar industries, because each team is a billion, mega, multi-billion-dollar industry. Maybe he don't fit the image of the face of the franchise.
I believe it's more of the latter of that than the former. Because, yeah, think about that. He was in the shadows. You saying he was in the shadows of Andy Reid. Like, Nathaniel Hackett won't in the shadows of Matt LaFleur. Like Brian Daboll wasn't in the shadows of Sean McDermott.
Hey, hell, right now I'm on your show. I'm in your shadow, but we doing the whole. You know what I'm saying? But I understand what you're saying. However, you know it don't work like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I get
that's
it,
what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting to.
Right. So the thing, it's got to be a little bit of smoke to the fire. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we're not hearing. We're not in the interview rooms with this guy. Something is missing. But the thing that's going to clear all this up, he's going to Washington. He's going to have a surefire way of showing everybody
what he could have been doing.
It was them.
You see that's right.
So when he get to Washington, he can prove, oh, y'all held me down. You held me down. And make no mistake about it. He could go to Washington and end up the head coach.
That's what I'm hoping for. Because I give Riverboat Ron a couple more years at the most.
Oh no. What I was reading on ESPN today on my phone is like the way that the contract is, it's Eric Bieniemy friendly. Like he got, like, you know what I'm saying?
If Ron Rivera steps down, he has to be the head coach.
No, if they decide to just let go Ron, you are the guy.
Yeah.
Basically knowing that you are the next head coach of the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, if anything happens, if he has to
salary friendly bonuses, he gets total control of the offense and everything. He's the man. Everything that nobody else wanted to give him, we gave him.
Yeah, it's a high risk and a very high reward, because if Eric Bieniemy can turn this dumpster fire y'all call Washington around, he'll be undeniable.
He's the man. Because I can be honest with you, right? And most minority coaches get put in the same situation. You're going into a dumpster fire, like Mel just said, trash. You know, the Giants got better, going to get better. The Cowboys going to get better. The Eagles already at the top of the mountain. So if he can pull the rabbit out of the hat on this one, oh, he got to get some accolades.
Yes, you know? Yes, so, he'll be undeniable.
Yes.
And now why I'm hoping, even though I can't stand y'all, I'm hoping the best for Eric Bieniemy. I'm not gonna hate on me either.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
But he has a shot, because Philly's gonna have, like he said, like CJ said, we gonna have a tough time trying to get back there, especially since we lost both coordinators.
I know.
We got a whole lot of free agents to sign.
And y'all lost Deuce Staley.
On offense, though.
Didn't Deuce Staley go too? Y'all lost Deuce.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, we lost. What'd you say, CJ?
You did promote the offensive coach from within. So
yeah, Brian Johnson. I'm real secure on that one.
And him and Jalen Hurst has a great relationship, so that's a plus.
Yeah, that's a huge plus. Right. That's a huge plus. Now, defense, I'm not mad Jonathan Gannon gone. Cause I'm sorry, I'm not mad he gone. And well, Vance Joseph, go ahead.
I think it's not that he was bad. He put you guys in position to make plays, and sometimes y'all didn't make them. Cause he left people on one on ones, and the plays were there to be made. They just got turned around a few times, or were out of position, or missed assignments. So
or took the jersey.
I watch all football, so yeah. It wasn't all him. But he put a lot of trust in some people that he didn't get any yield out of.
And again, that's one thing, because as soon as players coming back from injury, you want to thrust them right in the starting lineup and get them going. Avante Maddox, yeah, he deserved to play. He deserved to start. He wasn't there most of the rough times of that Super Bowl run.
Right.
And a couple of other guys, I don't think Robert Quinn need to be on the field as much. I don't think even though he's my guy, and I got to roast him too. Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox here just took the Super Bowl off.
Like Mel
from the out from that horrible outfit he put on. He should have been bitched for that.
Oh man.
I'm sorry.
Hey, they was roasting him with the church woman hat on.
Man, they put the church hat on him, man. He had a blouse on. Did he have a blouse on?
I can't defend this, man. I can't defend
well,
him.
Juju,
I'm
gonna say Juju outfit won't that much better.
No, it won't.
But he won.
Yeah, he got a ring.
He get away look. With it.
Hey, CJ. Look, you see what I'm doing?
I see.
Hey, yes.
That was that call I ended that tug. I was hoping they ain't make the call. You knew what you was. If you did it, you knew they was gonna call it.
Yeah, that dude had to call that. It was right in front of
the world. Y'all see what it was?
And it was the same play that they done scored on.
But he had grabbed him on the end route. He ran. Look, I don't know if y'all ever heard of it. It's called the.
It's a whip route. Whip route.
Yeah, but it's called the indefensible route because you go in, and then you cut back outside. He held him on the inside and on the
outside. Yeah, because he tried to jam him. He tried to jam him, but he couldn't. He was late.
To the jam, let him get away to the outside. Again. So he's the dude was like, "I let you held him on the first one. I got the call.
I got caught. Got.
So they gonna fire me."
Yeah, and Pat Mahomes knew it because that's the reason why he threw that ball there. Pat Mahomes knew it off the rip. As soon as he got that jam and he threw it, and he didn't even care if it was incomplete. Now he started pointing to it.
Exactly. He was already pointing. He held him.
And everybody's like, man, that's BS, that's BS. And I made a Facebook post. I said, Eagles fans, y'all need to let this go. Because I got four words for you. The call was prior to the pass.
Yeah, either way, they was going to do it. Yeah.
Right. You said, first, and I ain't going to lie to you, CJ. As soon as I heard those four words, my head went just like this. it was a wrap. Then it said, prior to the pass. It's like, it don't even matter if it was a a whole pass interference, where the ball was catchable or not. It was over with then. I was like, can't be even mad at that call, but.
But you know, one thing that I don't like, I mean, and it's just me, you know, if clear pass to the end zone should be just called automatic touchdown, you know, cause I wanted to see y'all with the ball with 57 seconds left and see just what's going to happen. That would have made my day. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you own the one in the Super Bowl. Clear pass, I think you got to score, you know. And I understand it's one of the rules of the game, but I still, even if it was Cowboys, just go and score. Let your defense hold up.
You know what? You know what was crazy? I'd have wished we would just let Kadarius Toney just run that punt back.
Right.
I wish he'd have just ran that punt all the way back.
At least you would have had a chance, you know.
But That's wishes, ifs and wishes. It's wish for another day. It was a fantastic football game, and I ain't gonna take nothing away from it.
Yeah, it was the best Super Bowl in a long time.
I
would have
picked number one up and just carried him in the end zone. He was trying to slide. No, you ain't sliding over here, buddy. And take you to the end zone.
All right, so CJ.
You.
All right, for you guys, you got a new offensive coordinator also. So, I don't know nothing. I don't know what's going on in you guys' wheelhouse. How you think that's going to fare with you guys coming on with this next season?
Well, the first thing you have to do is look at Schottenheimer's pass. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all had him too. The Redskins.
Yeah, when his daddy was the coach.
Yeah. So actually, for real, he's probably more what we need, but that don't mean it's going to work. He's going to bring more balance to the offense. You know, but we got to get pieces. You know, everybody blames Dak for everything that goes around. If you look at our separation with our wide receivers and tight end, it was one of the worst in the league, other than CeeDee Lamb. So Dak was throwing in tighter windows, you know, and everybody's talking about interceptions. I think half of the interceptions was his. Half of them just, you know, Amari Cooper the year before, you know, Schultz the year before, Cedric Wilson the year before, and Noah Brown coming on. When they all working together, you know, and people don't understand, like when your number one wide receiver is hot and your number two wide receiver, the number three wide receiver and the tight end don't get separation, that's a big key in the offense. So you're forcing it into windows that really aren't there. You're taking chances. Ball placement is key, you know. So if guys running step for step with you and Dak's pinpoint placing it, you know, if you undercut, that's an interception. But if you got more separation, those balls, it looks more like I'm going to just use a quarterback. It looks more Pat Mahomes-y. It fits right in. You know what I'm saying? Because Dak was actually known for his accuracy, you know, with his downfield passes. But his windows got smaller, and people started picking them off. I think Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers went through the similar spurts when they changed
coordinators
and wide receivers. You saw what happened when Evans got hurt with Tom Brady. He started throwing more interceptions because the windows weren't there. And then you saw what happened when 17 went to the Raiders.
That's right.
Green Bay started off horrible. Everything he threw up was coming back the other way. You know, it won't no window there.
There was no wide receiver. There was no real cohesion there, because when you have a connection like Rodgers and Adams and Brady and Evans, even when something breaks down, you know where that guy is, or you know how to get it to that guy.
Yes, indeed, you know.
So when you lose that,
it allows a quarterback when you have the trust in the number one to get the job done, it allows you to read the field more too, because you already know. My first read, my second read, then I can go to my go-to.
Right.
But if you don't have that, it's just the go-to.
and the consensus is the good ones, like you say, the good ones, they can do it with their eyes closed.
Pretty much.
Like I can close my eys and I can know where I can find Devontae or for Brady Gronkowski. I can close I ain't got to look. I already know where he is.
Pretty much. And that's pretty much explains, the way things went down in Dallas, it wasn't working, man. I saw that about week 8, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was giving them benefit of doubt. They got a jail. I give it to midseason. That's my report every year. I ain't judging nobody till midseason. Now, once I see a stinker, I know a stinker when I see one.
You know? Oh yeah, it's plenty of them last season. It's gonna be plenty of them this season. And we got the NFL draft. And really, what I really like about this, You seen our schedule for next season, the NFC East schedule for next year?
Oh yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to South Beach though.
Oh yeah, Ray was talking about going to South Beach too.
Hey, we're going to Miami, so whole family, we can take everybody. You know.
Yeah, he's going on. Ray's going on NFC East tour. All the NFC East games he's going on. I'm thinking about joining them too. Cause when y'all, Washington versus Dallas, I can't wait till y'all whoop each other's behinds next year. I can't wait for that. I love the Washington Dallas games. They are the most classic for me because, you know, this division, we beat each other up. We give each other our toughest punch. And for me to see that and not have a horse in the fight, horse in the race. I love it. But yeah, next season, we gonna see what the NFC East made of, because if we have the same or some even near the same record we did this year as we did last year,
uh-huh.
Ain't nothing they can say.
Man, it's the toughest division in all of football in my eyes.
No doubt.
Just straight up. I mean, like you can break it up, realign it, whatever. History. We the toughest division. We got the most rings, everything, bro. We got the best rivalries and games and everything.
Exactly. Yes.
I think what people fail to realize, right, because they was hating on the NFC East for a couple years, calling us the NFC Least.
Yeah. But guess what?
When all the teams are good, you're not going to get all those first-round draft picks, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 high picks. It's about time some of them other teams. It's certain rosters out there. The Texans, you know, Cleveland for a minute. They picking top three every year. Yo, the Jaguars.
Hell, the Bengals just got it right.
But my point is they get 4, 5, 6 years in a row of being the worst of the worst. You got to start winning.
Right.
You know, we getting like the middle of the pack. Cowboys pick every year between 18th and 32. That's just a certain. Cause you
we finished 8-8 and we middle of the pack.
Exactly. So. You're not gonna get that top player. You gotta trade up to get a guy. I mean, you gotta get all your future stuff away to get a guy if you're in the NFC.
Like we did for Mr. Robert Griffin III.
don't blame Robert.
No, I ain't blaming him, but we threw.
Robert was a beast. Y'all just didn't know how to use.
And we threw the sink at them people. We gave up the whole house to get the number two pick that year.
Man, I like me some guy during Robert Griffin though when he was in his prime.
Yeah.
Before y'all got him hurt.
Oh, he got himself hurt.
No, Robert was doing what y'all told him to do. Run left, Robert. Run right. Run left, Robert.
Should have taught them how to slide too.
Well, that's the one thing about football players. They don't go to baseball coaching, you know, but they need to go. Yeah. Right? See how to slide in the first and second and third. They do.
Yeah, the ones that know how to play baseball slide. The ones that don't,
they take that hit.
Yeah, take that hit.
We know one baseball player that like winning Super Bowls.
Oh, there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's one that used to play for the Montreal Expos.
Yeah, I mean because Patrick Mahomes.
I ain't gonna say that. It was one that was drafted by the Montreal Expos, the last draftee of the Montreal Expos, just retired, and you know his name.
Who? Brady.
Yes, sir, Thomas Brady.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Russell on. Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson,
Patrick Mahomes,
Brady coming back.
You think so again?
He's just trying to get his wife back right now, man. He ain't even going to the TV deal. He just
he turned down all that money.
He postponed it. They don't turn down. They postpone.
Okay.
You know, we don't get that opportunity, but he postponed $375 million. He postponed it.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
Ain't that some special SAT right there? You can postpone it. And they said, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can get the brakes beat off and still get a head coaching gig.
And Aaron Rodgers can go sit in the dock for 30 days or something.
What the heck is that, man?
Hey, look, man.
What is that?
Them people say they tired of Aaron Rodgers, man. He got to go.
He going to get that peyote.
50-something million last year, and now you got to go sit in the dark room. But when you get out that dark room, we're going to show you the light.
For another team.
Crazy, man. Man, I don't know what's up with this dude, man.
But he can. I can never make sense of whatever Aaron Rodgers is.
He's a hippie, man. That man be on them other type of drugs, man.
He said he do it.
Yeah, what? I need to know what they are so I can stay away from.
He going to sit around with some Indians and smoke peyote.
He's on something I can't function in.
I think it's just him talking. Like sometimes them people talk. You know, and they don't really believe it, but it's trendy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do this. Man, that man might be up in that zone, every light on in that zone out. We don't know because we ain't in there.
Well, I'm going to go on a darkness retreat after this show. It's called a bathroom.
Right. So we don't really know what's going on, man. We're going by what them people tell us, man. He's going on the
doctor.
That man going to
know. Oh, boy. But I just hope I get to see Jordan Love sometime soon. So there's a lot of quarterbacks that could be on the move while we're going to keep it NFL. Like the situation in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson.
They already disrespected him when they gave Raquan that money.
I see him going somewhere else. And to me, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm thinking the Atlanta Falcons. Cause they need a quarterback. They already run the read option, you know, type style offense. They got weapons. They just need to fix the offensive line. Now, I'm not sure Arthur Blank's going to want to pay that kind of money that Lamar Jackson's looking for. And I don't think any team is trying to do that because I heard it might be colluding against it.
The trade compensation package is going to be ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
So it's just that. I think Lamar's stuck, man. I think they're going to franchise him, exclusive franchise tag him.
I can see that.
And ain't nobody going to touch him. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate. Now, if he says he's going to hold out, it might bring up some chatter. But, you know, he kind of damaged himself this year by coming back to play.
Yeah,
he shouldn't have came back. He still can get his money, but You know, they have more room for counter offer now because he did get hurt again.
Right.
You know,
and so now they gave them more leverage.
Yeah, yeah. Now the consensus is he can't finish the season. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But
we'll see what happens, man.
We'll see what happens. We don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. I believe Derek Carr is visiting the Jets today. I believe he's visiting the New York Jets today. So I don't like Derek Carr with the Jets. I think they might need a little more splash. I mean, I think they need a little more splash. It might work out, but I don't see
Derek Carr with the Jets. You know what I'm saying? Because they were winning with no quarterback. So he adds a little bit of more pizzazz to them. They got a great defense down there, you know, and whoever the Jets end up getting, whether it's Lamar, whether it's Rodgers, Carr, it's going to be a good look for them, you know?
That is a good point. Anything is better than what they had.
Yeah. They got Pick Six City there, that joke. You know,
anything is better than what they had because between Mike White and Zach Wilson, that was atrocious. And through all that, Garrett Wilson still had Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
So they got the talent there. Only thing they need is a general.
That's all they need. A game manager. A little bit more than a game manager. They good.
They good. You know? Okay. So any other quarterbacks that we need to talk about?
Quarterbacks. Carson Wentz, your boy. We can always talk about him.
No, we can't.
Where's he going to end up?
At home.
Now, he'll be back if somebody help. Just who? That's the question, though. Who gonna give Carson Wentz another shot?
I
heard he playing in the league that's coming up.
XFL.
Yeah, I heard he going there.
Stop playing.
I heard he's starting this week.
No, he ain't
starting open game.
He probably should.
For somebody, I think the garbage trotters.
They got some.
I was just about to Google.
They got some NFL players in that XFL.
Josh Gordon playing.
Yeah, he is.
It was a quarterback, McNeil or something.
Kay McNeil.
Yeah, the quarterback from Alabama. That was the quarterback before Hurts got there.
Oh, Baker.
No.
Baker ain't playing.
McCarron. Yeah. Yeah, he playing in that joint.
They start today, right?
I think
so. Yeah, the XFL starts today.
And the boy that we had drafted that played for Virginia State that we gave a shot to as a
the running back.
The cornerback from that.
The cornerback from UVA.
From Virginia State. He playing in it.
Yeah, he playing for Vegas. I saw that article. He's playing for Vegas, and Vegas is playing Washington.
Or Arlington or something.
Yeah, Arlington.
It's going down.
XFL. And I kind of like that because, you know, there's a lot of talent out there that needs jobs. You know, they might not be getting paid as much, but at least it's an avenue.
Josh Gordon, I don't think he'll never get another chance at the NFL because he didn't spit in the league face too many times.
With substance I never abuse. Say never.
Well, yeah.
You know, because it's always somebody.
Yeah, you can change.
Well, that ain't even about change, man. The NFL is about, can you help me win?
What can you do for me now?
Yeah, if you can help me win, I'll look at you.
Can I say, this is what it's all about. It's about these owners swallowing their pride.
Yeah.
Once they swallow their pride, they'll learn to accept whatever it is just to make more money. If they can make more money, they'll let it slide, or they'll find some way to get around it. As long as it lines their pockets up. It has to line their pockets up for it to happen though. that's the crazy thing.
I'm sorry to say, but I feel like we'd have made the biggest pass in free agency. Because Eric Bieniemy is big for us, for real.
It might be big, and I ain't trying to disrespect you this early in the
morning. Hey, no.
But when you still going into a trash can, some shit gonna get on you too. I'm sorry. Yeah. So he gonna have to build that thing.
I mean, hey, look, it's better than what we had with Turner.
I don't even chances. Know yet because
what Turner the got on the Vegas on the coaching staff.
But you gotta look at this, okay? The enemy going to Washington. It sounds good. Okay.
It look good right now.
Who the quarterback?
They said they talk about the rookie boy that played that started against y'all.
Right. But you can't think he gonna do Patrick Mahomes and stuff.
No.
You know? That's what people basing it on. When people think of Eric Bieniemy,
they gonna
they see the Chiefs offense wide open. But pieces missing. Yeah. Logan is not no Kelsey.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of, you know, it's gonna take some, they gonna have to, what they say when new coaches come, we're going to have to put the players around him to run his offense. That's going to take 3 years.
Yeah, because see, Philly's not the only team that's going to lose a whole lot of football players. Right. Every team is going to lose a lot of football players. So that's where I want to defer how everything is going to go. Let me see how we draft free agency. Let me see how this team is on paper. Then I can.
Yeah, you like me. I don't do nothing early because I don't know what the team going to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't even know who my coordinators is. I don't even know what offense we run.
Right, me either. It sounds good right now.
And I keep it 1,000 right now because, like I said, we all got 6 months to get our story straight.
That's right.
It got me nervous because since we lost Shane Steichen,
right.
The first season in Jalen Hurts' entire football career from high school all the way up until now, he had an offensive coordinator for 2 years in a row. He gets to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Now, even though Brian Johnson is his guy,
right?
Still, the consensus is he's going to take a step back because he's got to get used to a new system all over again. But it's still going to be some of the same still, but Shane Steichen ain't Brian Johnson and vice versa. So it's still going to be a little change. So we just got to get used to the wrinkles. So. I got full confidence going to work out, but yeah, it's going to take a step back before we take a couple steps forward. I'm willing to, I can say that. Like I said, right. We got 5-6 months to get our story straight.
Exactly. You got to see who calling your defense, how much longer your offense going to be on the field.
Right.
You know, it's a lot. Yeah, it's got a lot going on right now.
Yeah, I don't know who my front four for next season is because one of the biggest key plugs we got to sign is Javon Hargrave. Javon Hargrave was our best defensive lineman all season long.
See, Riverboat said, "Dave, we ain't gonna pick up the option on Chase. He got to prove himself."
And he should. Fair.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what he's saying. He was looking at it from a football perspective when they asked him. It was like, you know, coming back from injury and everything. You know, he got to prove himself as being worthy of that money.
Here's the thing, though. The only problem I have with that. Cause see, Riverboat Ron is on fragile water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Coaches with stability, they pick up the option. Cause I'm not gonna be, I like Chase, you know, he has been injured. So that remark that he gave, it was a safe football, meaningful comment. I can understand where he's coming from. You know what I'm saying? But if Ron Rivera knew he was on safe ground, he would be like, yeah, we're gonna pick up the option on Chase because he's a viable piece to the team, you know. Yeah. But when the head coach is on shaky ground, everybody on shaky ground. I ain't giving nobody no money. Y'all know how they do, man. A lot of good players get caught up in the wash on lame duck regimens. Mm-hmm. And that's all over the NFL, you know. And that's how other teams get great players for bargains.
Right.
You know, so you be like, if they let this guy go? How many times have y'all said that?
Yep.
I can't believe they let this guy.
You say it, everybody says it every year.
Exactly.
Everybody.
And it's all because of that coach. You know, he know he get ready to go home or go to Thailand on a one-way ticket. You know, I didn't know that.
I don't know if it was true or not, if it's fake news, but I seen something where they talking about Rex Ryan might leave the booth to go help Sean Payton staff in Denver.
That's a rumor.
It's real.
That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
Okay.
Yeah, that's real.
I think it would be a good fit, you know, because Rex gonna bring that old school type of defense
that his dad did.
And I was kind of hoping we'll make a play for him.
that people ain't used to. See, people are used to this drop eight and make the quarterback beat you. Rest gonna bring eight.
Yeah. Hey, man, oh man, everybody else get that guy.
He gonna call 0-3-4 times a game. Your quarterback getting hit. You might score a touchdown, but the quarterback getting hit.
Yes, he is. He's coming for you.
He said that in the pregame for the Super Bowl lead up. He was like, "Well, how do you stop Jalen Hurts? You gotta hit him every play." He said everybody wanna work the edges and keep him contained. I wanna hit him every play. He said, because if you hit him every play, he ain't as strong in the fourth. He said, if he goes in the fourth quarter with a clean jersey, now you're going to have a problem.
Now, see, I was saying the same thing about Pat Mahomes.
Right.
I was saying the same thing about Pat Mahomes. We got to hit him every play. He already got a bum ankle.
Every play.
Hit that man every play. And shout out to the Chiefs offensive line.
I don't know where they found that, John, on Super Bowl Sunday.
Shout out to that Chiefs offensive line.
Oh, they played a game.
Yo, kept that. We bit like this, like I said, on Players Club. Did you at least pinch them? Didn't even pinch him.
No, hey, didn't even pinch him.
I was peeping it early, like how they was running that two tight end offense and just putting that other one over there with Riddick. We gonna keep him.
They double teamed him and went to the other side. If they ain't double teamed him, they went to the other side. Took him out the game.
I'm about to get up out of here, man. I got the grandkids and I got to go out of town.
Oh, okay. Well, man.
I appreciate y'all though, man.
Yeah, yes, I appreciate you, CJ. Yeah, I like to thank y'all for throwing this pity party for me, but I got a little something for you guys.
Uh-oh. I knew it was coming.
Hey, go the wrong song. No, you didn't.
Where your daddy at?
Daddy got a hangover. He still got a Super Bowl hangover.
Oh,
yeah. He'll be back next week.
Hey, man, I'm gonna catch up with y'all. Appreciate it.
There you go.
All right.
I don't care what y'all say about my squad. This was what a pity party is all about. A whole bunch of losers welcoming the Philadelphia Eagles back into their circle that we don't really care to be in.
Yep.
I love it. But thank you guys. Thank you, CJ, for sharing the hour with us. Mr. CJ Richardson, diehard Cowboys fan. I was hoping he can, you know, share some of his dates where he be at during the week. But we'll get to him next week. WB will be back next week. Like I said, he still got that Super Bowl hangover. But Romar.
Yeah.
Let's talk some basketball, bruh.
What's going on?
NBA All-Star Weekend.
I don't know what's happening.
You don't know.
I don't know who the contestants is in a dunk contest, a 3-point contest.
Now, see, this is the thing.
I did see DK Metcalf ball out last night in the celebrity game.
Oh, yeah. DK Metcalf is a beast. DK, we got the NBA skills challenge today. We got the NBA 3-point contest tonight. And we got the slam dunk contest tonight. And what I found was so interesting about the NBA skills challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the Antetokounmpo brothers.
Oh, yeah, all three of them on the same team in that joke.
And it's three out to four.
Oh.
Y'all, cause you got you got Giannis. Or
don't even try it, just the other two.
Thanasis. That's on the Bucks. And you got, Alex is on the Bucks too.
Yeah, all three of them.
Oh, cause remember he was on, I think.
He was a Laker.
Yeah, Alex was a Laker. Nah, Costas.
Yeah, one of them was a Laker.
Costas, he's still a Laker. And Alex, that's the youngest one. He's on the Wisconsin Herd.
So the G League. All four of them in the league.
Yeah, all four of them in the league. Alex was the youngest one. He ain't even 21 yet. Mm. Yeah, so the only other one is missing because it's five of them. The oldest one, his name is Francis. If y'all saw the movie Rise, you know, I think it's on Disney Plus. Real, real good movie. But that was about, you know, their struggles of getting out of, you know, their situations and getting into America. So huge shout out to that family. The team Jazz, Jordan Clarkson, Walker Kessler, and Colin Sexton of the Utah Jazz, and team rookies Paolo Banchero, Jordan Ivey. I can't think of his. And what's the other guy's name? I'm looking at my screen. I know it's one more, but it's the team rookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what's the relationship team? Why is it team Antetokounmpo, team Jazz, and team rookies? Didn't Paolo Banchero and Jordan Ivey play for Duke?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played for Duke.
Okay, so three rookies from Duke.
No, all of them ain't from Duke. Ivey played somewhere else. They just
Colin Sexton
played for Alabama. For
the Jazz.
Oh yeah, what is it? Yeah, he ain't
Jabari Smith Jr.
Yeah, all them rookies. I think that's Jabari Smith Jr. played for Auburn.
Okay, so the team rookies. Then why, of all teams to pick three players from, why the Utah Jazz? You couldn't find a better mediocre three?
I guess they're going to be entertaining.
Oh, well, we're going to see. We're going to see. I know Jordan Clarkson is a former NBA Sixth Man of the Year. We'll find out more about that later. The slam dunk contest. Trey Murphy III from the Pelicans. Kenyon Martin Jr. for the Houston Rockets. Jericho Sims for the New York Knicks and Mac McClung for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Virginia boy.
I don't care where he's from. Just don't do no. Make the dunks, guys. I don't care what your name is at this point.
McClung got ups.
I don't care how high can you jump. I don't care how wicked your crossover is. I don't care how nice your shoes are. Dunk the basketball. Because that's the one thing that is taken away from this is almost taking the slam dunk contest out of All-Star Weekend. Is that these guys are not putting enough time here to get these dunks down to get it right on the first time in front of everybody. Now the lights is on. I mean, everybody's watching you. The lights are bright. Now you keep missing these dunks. Now it's boring. So at this point, I don't care who you are. I don't care what your name is. Dunk the damn ball. Stop screwing this up. Because when you're screwing this up for now, you can screw it up for everybody else. And another thing. Who in the hell thought that having Karl Malone judge a slam dunk contest was a good idea?
Ask Adam Silver.
Adam Silver got to take the L with this one. That's who we put this on, Adam Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to take the L for that one. Man, Carl the Mailman Malone has never made he is the third leading scorer in NBA history. He has never made a bucket that looked attractive to me.
No, he didn't.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Utah Jazz fan. Never have been, never will be, never have been a fan of Carl Malone. I give him his credit. One of the greatest scorers of all time, but there wasn't nothing pretty about it.
No.
So who is he to judge? Who is he to judge style?
Who is the judges?
It don't matter. He need to go. You and me can judge a slam dunk contest better than Karl Malone can.
Yeah.
I do not want Karl Malone nowhere near dunking. Talking about slam dunk. Even his signature dunk was ugly as hell. What you doing putting your hand behind your head and just, ain't nothing sexy about that.
He was delivering the mail.
What mailman you know put his head behind his head and puts his mail in the mailbox?
Karl Malone.
I mean, what is that? You want to smell your armpits while you're dunking? No.
I guess he thought it was nice. It was sweet.
No, it was horrendous. That's what it was. I ain't gonna blame their Utah's lack of championships on that, but it was a lot more that went into it. It was more about John Stockton than Karl Malone, if you want to keep it honest, which one of the greatest assist man of all time. See, now John Stockton is a GOAT. He's always gonna be regarded as one of the greatest point guards of all time. Karl Malone is the third most leading scorer in NBA history, and he is not regarded as one of the greatest power forwards of all time. Who was that? Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett. Even Chris Webber get more love than Karl Malone does. Come on, let's be honest. C. Webb, and you know how I feel about C. Webb. C. Webb gets more love than Karl Malone. Charles Barkley gets more love than Karl Malone. And all of them deserve to judge the slam dunk contest before he do. So I don't care who the rest of the judges are. He don't need to be up there. I don't care. Man, y'all miss me with that. And then tomorrow, we got the NBA All-Star Game featuring Team Giannis versus Team LeBron.
They pick their players before.
I was about to say, who's going to be on whose team? Hell if I know. We're going to find out an hour before kickoff. Before tip-off.
It's going to be interesting. I hope it be entertaining.
I hope so. We're going to go to Caesar Sports. We got to go to Caesar Sports. We'll put some money on this. I guarantee there'll be more spectacular dunks in an NBA All-Star game than it would be the slam dunk contest.
I'm with you on that. Because last year it was.
Give me the over. We need to go to Caesar Sports, but we need some more viewers, but we got, at least if we can, make these viewers some money, maybe they can draw them in, you know. We start winning at Caesars, you know, maybe people can tune in and get in on some of this good knowledge from guys like CJ Richardson, guys like the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels, guys like the Rev, my man Herb Lewis. Hey, even my dad. Hey, even though he's recovering from the Super Bowl hangover that he has suffered, for real, he had a couple of guys over playing Beer West and had too much to drink.
Sounds like a good Friday night to me.
He ain't have not enough to drink. Oh, he had that. Oh, never mind. I ain't gonna tell you what he had though, but.
It was a good Friday night. I had one too.
Yeah, me too. I had to have a screwdriver with some moonshine in it. I ain't scared to tell you what I drink.